the 400 years of prophetic silence before the coming of Yeshua say that the Lord himself will suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord, but who will abide the day of his coming? And who will stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and he shall purify. Which tells me, if we put all this together, that one of the things that he is purifying is the spirit of Egypt. He is burning away the spirit of Egypt from a remnant of Israel and the Gentile believers so that they can come together as David Decker said earlier, the one new man. And it's an amazing time that we live in. Utterly astounding. David, I'd like for you to give us a word as a Gentile pastor here, as you've listened to these Jewish brothers here, obviously, who have a passion for the Lord. What would be your overview of this message?
Chuck, the conversation that we just had, you realize in your radio program 10 years ago, we could never have even had this. But what we have today is we have Orthodox Jewish friends from Israel. Now, you know, as an evangelical Christian living in Israel for 30 years as a pastor and a missionary,
right,
I want every soul in the world to love Jesus. I'm proclaiming Jesus from the housetops, and I make it very clear to all my Israeli friends that the goal of my life is to proclaim Jesus, and I would die for my faith. However, whether my Orthodox Jewish friends are believing in Jesus or not at this moment, it's not a condition of my loving them and relating to them as my brothers. God's working in the hearts of everybody right now. He's preparing that one new man. You know, as a Christian, Chuck, as Christians, we can't even explain our existence without the Jewish people.
Exactly.
My Jewish friends, they are my older brothers. I'm the Johnny come lately. We're the ones, you and I, Chuck, that are grafted in, adopted into this family. And so I don't come to them and say, listen, if you will accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now and agree with me about that, then I will love you. I love them because God loves them, because he loves them, because he loves them.
It's and it's interesting, love. He is drawing them by his spirit.
He is, and it's not by shoving it down the throat, as you are so wise to know that. It's dialogue and conversation, and we're starting to pray together.
Right.
And this one new man is something that's happening before my eyes, and God is doing it. It's nothing that I've contributed to in the natural or any man. It's God has done that.
And one of the interesting things is that as we speak, they are working together to put together this Bible Lands program.
Thank you, Chuck. Just for your listeners today all over the place. And my father, by the way, was the pastor one time of in Chicopee Falls of the First Baptist Church. I know you have a radio station in Springfield where a lot of listeners in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. My dad was the pastor there for many years, so I grew up in New England. I've been 30 years in Israel. But go to www.BibleIslands.com. That's www.BibleIslands.com. And these Orthodox Jews, with the help of Christians like me, have developed an amazing program for Christian children to know the Bible. And we'll put that on your website also if people want to link through your ministry with that wonderful opportunity to know more about God and to know Jesus.
Well, thank you, David. And again, get your copy of Out of Egypt. You're getting $17 or more to Save America Ministry. Don't miss tomorrow's program regarding Zion Oil. We'll be back.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Christmeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily those of IR and its advertisers or affiliates.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-584-1095.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security check. Over the past decade, the
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. Hi, Bob Chapman. How are we doing?
Well, pretty good, I think.
All right, fine. Well, I was just rereading that article in the Asia Times, and it was talking about simply the increase of the reserves of the central banks of the world. And those reserves have almost tripled over the last 6-7 years from about, I guess $3.4 trillion up to over $9 trillion. Those are just the bank reserves, during the intervening 7 years. That's an awful lot of money out there, and if that money ever hits certainly, in, I guess, the multiplier and gets loaned out, that would certainly create massive world inflation, wouldn't it?
Once it was loaned out, yes. But it all depends, too, on the deflationary drag, which is about, and in different places, it's different.
Basically, China, of course, can we get an inflationary deflation, or can we get stagflation?
Well, you can't have an inflationary deflation. What you could have is stagnation, and at the same time, you can have inflation. It's called stagflation. That's possible, but you can't have both deflation and inflation at the same time. Impossible.
All right, fine. Well, what do you see happening here in the next 6 months or the rest of this year?
Well, I think inflation will build up, and the main reason is that, like you've said, these nations create money and credit. It goes into the system, and it causes the fall in the value of money, and there's different kinds of money in every country, and at the same time, gold and silver usually go up in an environment like that because people are fleeing from currencies, and the effect of that is the falling of currencies, many of them at this point in time. Many of them, which have been, what's the right word for it, tremendously liquefied, like you said earlier. It all depends, too, on the deflationary drag. And in our economy today, and some of the others as well, you have a loss in the value of fixed assets, such as homes, buildings, sometimes in businesses. And when you have this falling off of business, what happens is that you have a slowdown, and you can't allow, and this is what the Fed is up against right now, you can't allow deflation to take hold or to overwhelm the economy, because if it does, once deflation starts, you can't control it at all. And that's why the Fed and other central banks are pouring money and credit into the economy.
And yet, of course, what we're seeing, you know, is inflation. I mean, they may deny it's there, but if you just open your eyes, you see it in fuel and in food and all sorts of things. Are actually, the prices are going up, and they keep saying there's no inflation.
Well, it took a long time for it to happen.
Right, but of course, with the producer price index, they know what lies ahead. And if they wait until suddenly you have, you know, spiraling inflation, then you've really got a tiger by the tail.
Well, I think finally what's happening is that they put, and they always do, they central banks create more inflation than they need because they never know how much they need. And in that process, you have this climbing inflation, even though in a fixed assets, there's deflation going on a perpetual basis. We've had that for the last dozen years. And so you've got to fight against the drag, and that's what's going on now. So, you know, how do you want to save what you have? And what people do is they go out and they buy gold and silver or commodities. And sometimes in other environment they do different things. But in this environment, that's what's going on. So we're going to continue to have inflation and more than is necessary for the central banks because they always do more than they have to or should. And that's what we're in right now. And, of course, them lying about the figures is not going to change anything because gold and silver and commodities at this point know what the problem is. And that's why they go up in value because you get this flight of currency into those assets for safety more than anything else. And it's one of the reasons you have higher gold and silver prices because people are buying them because they don't want paper money. And then, as we discussed this afternoon, you have the drag that's created within the economy, but it's overcome. And in overcoming that, you pay a price. That's why we need gold-based money, gold-backed money. We used to have it until August of 15, 1971, because it puts a control on what happens. And it's the only thing that I know.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess, of course, is Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. We're talking about what's going on, the fact that we're beginning to see the early signs of inflation. Certainly the price of oil is going up. The price of food is very obvious going up. Of course, the Federal Reserve System says, well, if you take fuel and you take food and the other things that are going up out of the equation, why we don't have any inflation? I mean, you can trust us. We wouldn't lie to you. This is why we have to keep pouring all this money in. And people look and they say, but the price of fuel is going up. The price of electricity is going up. I mean, certainly the cost of the gasoline, the cost of the food at the grocery store is going up. And it's not coming back down again. This is what people don't understand. This is not a cyclical thing. The prices are going up. The prices of homes are dropping. We're in a vicious cycle, and there's simply no way out for the Federal Reserve System. And the point that Bob makes is we would not be in this mess if we had certainly a sound monetary system. The government is going to be spending $1.65 trillion more this year. than they're going to be taking in. In other words, that is our federal deficit. We are actually sending pretty close to $50 billion a year to other countries. In other words, basically what happens is the Fed pours all this money into the economy, and then it gets spent overseas. It actually fuels our federal deficits. And then, of course, all these other countries have all these dollars. They come in here and they begin buying up our companies, and then the profits from them go overseas. And America begins moving from being a first-world nation to a second-world nation, and maybe even to a third-world nation. And then the whole infrastructure of the society begins breaking down. Municipalities can't pay for services. They can't pay for teachers. They can't pay for the upkeep on the roads, the infrastructure of society. And everything begins to deteriorate. And that seems to be the way we're going. And, of course, the only cure would be to get a solvent currency. But they're doing everything they can to block that here. In other words, basically, and as I said, the only person who's really pushing for that is, of course, Congressman Ron Paul back in Washington, D.C. The rest of the congressmen, if they take a stand, they know very well they're not going to get the campaign contributions from the big bankers, because the big bankers don't want a solid currency. Right now, we have the finest politicians money could buy, although we do have the team. A bag of the Tea Party candidates back there, and at least they seem to be holding out for some good things. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And maybe after the Tea Party people have been there for a little bit longer, why they'll sell out like the rest of the congressmen have. But I'm at least guardedly optimistic that at least there is some opposition to what I call the brotherhood of darkness of the central bankers and the Fed and this banking cabal that control our nation. What are your thoughts, Bob?
Well, I certainly wasn't enamored with the vote that they made regarding the extension.
The Patriot Act you're talking about.
Right, the extension.
But that was only, I think it was, 2 months or something, and then they're going to try to come up with something. I hope that they do something different, that's for sure. But at least it wasn't a couple of years extension.
Well, no. They did vote down on that, and that was, I guess, easy for them to do that. But, I got to say to myself, why? Why did they do the short term even? They could have terminated the thing.
Well, I'm sure that Cindy, the leaders of the Republican Party said, well, now, of course, we can't be soft on terrorism. And we know those terrorists are out there. Osama bin Laden's trying to take over our country. And give us just a few more weeks or a few more months till we get our feet on the ground. Don't at least support us temporarily while we're trying to get things lined up. Let's not make an issue of this. The more important things are the financial issues. And of course, I'm sure that they did a lot of arm twisting, but at least it is not a very long extension, and I just hope that when the next vote comes up, they will vote to do away with the Patriot Act, and we just got to convince the American people this whole thing is as phony as a $3 bill, and I'll believe that there's a threat from terrorism when you can tell me how it is that six of the original 19 hijackers who died on September 11th are alive and well and over in the Middle East. Living comfortably. Anyway, of course, Bob, Sidney, as far as the price of oil is concerned, how high do you think it's going to go? Do you think it's going to stay up there? Right now, we're moving towards $4 a gallon, not there yet, but some people are talking $5 or $6 a gallon. If that happens, that's going to have a profound impact on the American economy, isn't it?
A profound impact in all major importers of oil. And I think probably it will start a move toward more American production and less reliance on the foreign importation. And I think it depends the price on what goes on. Libya, there's a civil war going on. How long will it continue? Will others get involved? We've seen sanctions by the U.S. government, and we don't know whether Mr. Gaddafi is going to end up giving up, or will he be overrun and killed, and how long will it take? The longer it takes, the longer we pay higher oil prices. Today, let's see, where do we end up today? We ended up at 97.02.
Right.
It was off from almost $98. Another thing, too, is Saudi Arabia going to hold up, or are they going to have a revolution as well? A very, very important point. But let's say that the situation in Libya is cleared up in the next couple of weeks. And let's say there isn't giant turmoil and the same sort of thing in Saudi Arabia. If that is the case, we will probably see a reduction in the oil price. Where? Probably down to $85 or $90, where it was just recently. But if any other thing happens in the other two instances, Libya and Saudi Arabia, then it will go higher. And then you still have demonstrations going on in Bahrain and now Oman, and there's still problems in Jordan, and what's the other country?
Well,
was it Aden? Well, but anyway, they are still explosive, all of these smaller countries. And so where is it all going to lead? We don't know. But oil would probably stay up in this area until that region looks like it's not going to have any trouble anymore. And so we can expect to pay, what is it, $3.25 a gallon all over the United States now? I know in Europe they're paying, I think, $9.
Well, I personally think that the establishment wants an excuse to drive up the price of oil. Basically, I think the American people have to realize we've got more oil than they know what to do with here. They just won't let us drill it. I mean, we've got massive supplies there up the Arctic Wildlife Reserve, off the north slope of Alaska, off both of our coasts, in the Gulf. All of this, of course, we're not allowed to develop massive pools of oil in Colorado, massive pools of oil in the Bakken Reserve and in the Dakotas and adjacent states. And this has all been blocked. We've got more oil than anybody else knows what to do with. And those of you who haven't heard my talk on the oil deception, we have a four-tape set on that, and that we are carrying Lindsay Whitney's excellent DVD entitled The Energy Non-Crisis. It was made some years ago. We sold 18 of them over the weekend, which shows you how many people are interested in what's going on. We've got an excellent syllabus on the oil deception, and it is a deception. But it doesn't matter whether it's a deception or not. It's what we have to pay when we go to the pump. And the oil companies, remember, if we opened up all the oil resources, the price would drop and the oil companies wouldn't make the profit. Do they make more profit when there's a shortage, when there's abundance? They make more profit when there's a perceived shortage, and they've convinced the people there's a shortage. I mean, in fact, the very day that there's problems over in Libya, that very day why the price shoots up, does anybody believe that that really happened? We've seen this over and over again. On the day of the September 11th attack, why immediately that very day, with all the oil in the pipelines, the price of oil skyrocketed, and we were told, well, that was a good thing because it meant we were going to cut back on the use of oil, you know, for a time. They create all of these crises, I believe. What do you think, Bob?
Oh, I agree with you completely, and I've been an advocate that there's enough oil in the world to bury it for many years, and there's peak oil, I think, was a total scam. And there's very few people who speak the way you and I do about this issue. They believe the gobbledygook that's coming out of Wall Street and Washington. And that's exactly what it is. I mean, for the whole world, we get a minimum of 200 years of oil, period.
Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. Well, I agree with you, Bob, and I simply think that, if they let the price of oil, or if they're able to raise the price of oil, it's going to impact on every aspect of our already fragile economy.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
salt, sugar, the basic things you need. And when you're making $2 a day and the price of these basic commodities, certainly of food and fuel, go up 50%, why people get angry. And suddenly there is anger sweeping throughout the world. There's anger sweeping throughout China. There's anger here in America, people sitting in Wisconsin, and in many of the states where the government employees who've really had it pretty good for a time. Do you realize that suddenly here in California, where I work, where I live and work, why, of course, the average a wage of a janitor works for the states is $33,000 a year, but he gets 74% in addition in benefits. So the average janitor is making about $55,000 a year. How many people in the general economy are janitors and making $55,000 a year? They're up in Wisconsin. If you look at the statistics I looked at today, why the teachers on average were making, you know, maybe $55,000 a year, but they were getting certainly about $35,000 a year in benefits, and $90,000 a year for a 9-month a year is pretty good, especially expenses are nowhere as high as Wisconsin as they are elsewhere, but they don't want to give up those benefits, and I understand that. That's human nature. The difficulty is the states don't have the money. This is true all across America as this whole economy begins contracting, and there are going to be more and more people demonstrating, and more people are going to lose their jobs, and more people are going to have less money to pay it for taxes, and then as more and more people lose their jobs, of course, the states are going to have less and less money, and they're going to have to lay off more people, and this whole vicious cycle is being set up. And where is it going to end? Well, I think it's going to end in the transformation of our society from being a first world economy into a second or third world economy. And I do not believe for 1 minute this is happening by accident. If you read what the elite are telling us they're going to lower our living standards. We're moving into a period of austerity. And that's exactly what they want. They know what they're doing, and, of course, they're doing it intentionally. They've sped us certainly into bankruptcy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You have a question or comment for Bob, but I think we're living in very uncertain times. And is there a better way to destroy a great nation than to destroy the monetary structure of that nation? I can't think of a better way. Bob, pick up the story.
Well, we've discussed this many times, and more we see that what we have had to say, unfortunately, is correct and is coming true. And people will come around to understanding what the problem is. And we also have to present what we know or what we project as what the future will be in a non-sensationalized manner. Today we get too many people ranting and raving about horrible things that are going to happen. They could happen, but they keep on pushing those issues, and I don't like that. I think, you know, we should take these things on with a cool head and a normal mind and thinking process. Yes, there are people who aren't going to do that, but we don't want to encourage people, especially in America, to go into the streets and advocate the overthrow of the government. No, we may be forced to do that eventually, but, you know, let's not rush into it. I mean, people who formulate and try to foment these kind of things, it's one thing in stating it. It's another thing pushing people into it.
Well, of course,
and that's what I'm talking about.
Well, because what we really want to do is get back to our form of government, not this elitist form of government that's been imposed upon us by the invisible government. Basically, we need to reclaim our constitutional system, which limits the power of government. There's no problem facing America today that another government bureaucrat won't make worse. All of this is unconstitutional. What we want is the America that is the legal government of America, not this superimposed massive bureaucracy imposed by the Brotherhood of Darkness. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. This is Dr. Stan here, and of course our guest is Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster, as we're talking about what's going on. Well, have things quieted down over in Europe at all, or are we still having the problems with Greece and some of the other pig nations? And certainly Mrs. Merkel had now changed her entire tune, the Premier of Germany, saying, oh, we're going to stand behind the pig nations, you know, we're going to solve this thing. But it sounds to me like the German people don't want to go along with it. In fact, they had elections over there where Mrs. Merkel's party was thoroughly rejected. Would you like to discuss a little bit about the implications of that vote this last week?
Well, it's a wealthiest section of Germany, which is the Hamburg region, and they defeated her party, the CDU, Christian Democratic Union, and quite resoundingly so. The people were sick and tired of bailing everybody in the world out, and now in this situation, it's the six weaker countries within the Eurozone, within the European Union. And she hasn't said much in the last week, maybe 10 days, since this last election. And I think that...
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney, Bob is just talking about what's going on over in Germany. Basically, of course, the Germans are the dominant force in Europe. And Mrs. Merkel, the Premier of Germany, has been saying, oh, well, we're going to rescue the pig nations. We're going to transfer German money to all these other countries where the people don't want to work. And basically, there were elections held in Germany, three or four districts there. They reputed Mrs. Merkel's party. So basically, she's got two choices. She can either simply say, well, we're going to continue our process and we're going to bail out these various countries so we can keep the euro and keep the European Union, or face the loss of her party's control of the German government, or she can suddenly do what she should do and say, we're going to pull out of this thing and let the EU collapse. So you pick up the story, Bob. Where are we going with there?
She's going to back off. The CDU will not get elected dog catcher for the next 10 or 12 years if she goes ahead, because the Germans never wanted to go into the European Union. They were forced to. They never wanted to be in the European Union, the Eurozone, and they consistently have been polled anywhere between 65% and 73% over the last 10 years that they just simply don't want to be involved. They want their Deutschmark back, and they don't want to continue to play housemaid to the rest of Europe, which simply really doesn't give a darn. And of course, that's all born of the one interest rate fits all, which was insanity, because you can't do that, and that's what they found out, because the nations that normally have higher interest rates, the ones that all got in trouble, they didn't use any caution, and they borrowed and lent more money than they should have. And now we have not only Greece, which is on the edge, but we have Ireland, which had an election and said, no, we're not going to do what the previous administration said they were going to do. We're going to change things. And what they should do is tell the bank owners that we're not going to pay you the money because you lost the money, the public didn't, and you can go bankrupt, and we'll leave the euro, and we'll go back to the punt, our currency, and maybe we'll even leave the European Union. And that's going to all play out over the next couple of months. What I found surprising in Ireland is that the party that won, they only got 70 of like 160 seats. And, you know, you would have thought with the way people felt about the sellout that their victory would have been stronger. I'm very surprised that so many people were elected in Parliament in the party that caused all the problems. I don't know what these people are thinking about.
Because they may rig the elections. A lot of these elections are rigged just like they're rigged here. You know, I don't know if they have electronic voting machines, but any electronic voting machine can be rigged, and they are rigged all across America. It's about time people understood that. This is a facade to give you the impression that they, as long as the people want it, it's all right. Even though we know that any electronic voting machine can be rigged, at least here in California, I will get the Democrats credit for getting rid of most of the electronic voting machines. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And wherever you live, ladies and gentlemen, form a Tea Party unit and demand that they do away with electronic voting machines and you get back to an honest system. So, Bob, why don't you tell our listeners how to go about getting a copy of the International Forecaster?
Well, the Forecaster is about business, finance, economic, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, usually runs around 40 pages each time. And we also have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. And all of the things that you need to know each month is in that publication. You can get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, Forecaster.com, or to www.intforecaster.com. That's intforecaster.com. You can get a response to any question that you have. We answer everybody. And our email address is bob@intforecaster.com. That's bob@intforecaster.com. And we'll also send you If you choose our latest stock picks, which you might find of interest as well. Or you can call 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Well, apparently the stock picks have been doing pretty well. We got a call this afternoon from one of our regular listeners back in Chicago who was, he sounded really elated the way the stocks were moving.
Well, that's true, but I must say that the gratuitous, illegal, naked shorting has raised havoc not only with gold and silver shares, but shares in most markets. And today, a new edict was announced by the FINRA, which is the Securities Exchange Commission, that they are no longer going to tolerate the naked shorting that's been going on. Naked shorting is when you bet a stock is going to go down. And normally when you do that, you borrow that stock from somebody who already owns it, who's willing to lend it to you. But they weren't doing that. They weren't borrowing the stock. And so if a company has 10 million shares, these people who are naked shorting might short an additional 50 million. And your stock never goes up. It goes down no matter how much buying you come in. And this is what the gold and silver shares have put up with for a long time. They are extraordinarily underpriced. I mean, I can remember back in the late 60s and also in the late 70s when we had P.E. ratios of gold and silver shares at 350 times earnings. And today they're selling at a shadow of themselves. So if gold and silver are going to continue to go up, the shares should go up exponentially. And I think that's going to happen. And especially if the stock market starts to go down more. It's gone down a bit recently. And the bubble, I think, in the bond market's been broken. And I think interest rates are headed higher. And how much higher? Probably another half to three-quarters of a point in the real market before the year is out. And maybe another point to a point and a half the following year. And that's going to drive money into assets such as gold and silver and the shares.
Well, these are indeed exciting times we're in. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, certainly gold and silver have been going up. In fact, silver has been doing very, very well. It's just, I think it was closed, last figure I saw was $33.99 an ounce. $33.99 an ounce. Almost $34 an ounce. In fact, it's gone up phenomenally this last month. I don't think I've ever seen such a rapid increase in the price of silver. There's somebody, a fellow named Mark Farber. Do you know who he is? Or that name ring a bell at all?
Well, he's been around almost as long as I have.
Yeah, well, he's talking about $250 silver this year. That sounded pretty far out to me.
Well, I like to talk in terms of $50 to $100. And $50 would be fine. $100 would be better. The suppression's there. It's been going on for years. The United States government, the central banks, have been legally suppressing gold and silver prices as well as the shares since 1988 under the Working Group in Financial Markets. And it would be nice if we could get rid of that executive order, because it's not only gold and silver, but they're manipulating the market, but not downward, upward, so the people will think they still have wealth, when in fact they don't have wealth. It's dwindling away before their very eyes. And so this situation is not going away. The move that we've seen in the last 2.5 years in gold and silver is basically based upon a flight to quality, away from fiat currencies. We haven't had serious inflation until this year, and it's going to get worse. And so now you have two things working against the economy, against the currencies, and for commodities, gold and silver. And it's not going to go away. It's going to continue because they cannot discontinue the quantitative easing, the creation of money and credit. They can't. And they can't officially raise interest rates because either move will cause a collapse in the entire world monetary system. And so that's going to happen. And that is QE3 is coming. And after that, I don't know what they're going to do because they could run into hyperinflation.
And I think we should define what you mean by hyperinflation, because this is such a confusing issue. And so one person will define it one way, one person will define it another. And I think it's important we understand what you mean when you say hyperinflation. Well, what is hyperinflation to you, Bob?
Well, hyperinflation is when you have inflation, but people look at what they have and they say, the currency that we have is diminishing in value every single day. And so what we must do is get rid of the currency as quickly as possible. So hyperinflation is the loss of faith in the currency. Prices rise in a hyperinflationary environment, just like in an inflationary environment. But they rise not because people want more money for their labor or for commodities, but because people are trying to get out of the currency. It's not that they want more money, they want less of the currency. So they will pay anything for goods which are not currency. And so, like in the Weimar Republic and Zimbabwe, people rush out as soon as they get money, and they buy food with it, or clothing, or something, gold and silver. So it all depends on what's available. But that's what hyperinflation is. It's a flight from fiat currencies.
And so hyperinflation under those circumstances could be, say, only 20%. That could be hyperinflation. Would that be a fair statement?
It is. It, you know, we don't know what that number is. It could be 50. It could be 100. It all depends on how far they want to take it. How many quantitative easings do they want to have? Do they want to have 8 of them, or 15, or 3? We're not going to know until we get there. All we know is they're going in the wrong direction. We know there is no alternative for them. We know there's no way out. We know it has to go that way. It can go no other way. Will it take 6 months or 6 years? Nobody knows.
But,
nobody.
But what we're talking about is rising in the price or increase in the price of oil and gasoline and all the things that go along with that, trucking, aircraft fares. And then, of course, increase in the price of food, increase in the price of imports coming in from China. And I noticed certainly the underwear that I use and the sheets that I ordered and the shirts I intend to get, they're made overseas. It's the only place I get things that'll fit me. And they've gone up 25% in the last 4 weeks. So, in other words, I had a catalog 4 weeks ago, got a new catalog in, shocked to see the marked increase in the price of goods related to cotton, because, of course, the cost of cotton is going up rapidly throughout the world, and I think it's going to be manifested in many things, and it's just beginning now, ladies and gentlemen. The inflationary spiral is just beginning to take off. Would you agree with that, Bob, or not?
Absolutely. As I said earlier, we've had a move for 2.5 years caused by a flight to quality. It was a war between the U.S. dollar and gold, but nobody realized it. And gold has already won. Nobody realizes that. We're going to look back 2 or 3 years from now, and people are going to say, what I've just said now, oh, that was a war between the dollar and the gold, and gold won that battle. So they are the really, they are really, gold is the reserve currency of the world. And then along comes price inflation, monetization, which causes inflation, and that adds fuel to the fire and causes even more inflation, and that in turn makes gold and silver go even higher.
And so I think we're just on the brink of the inflationary spiral really beginning to have a profound impact. And despite what the Federal Reserve is saying about there being no inflation, well, no inflation if you take out food and fuel, they're simply lying. They know what's happening, but they don't let on that they have no place to go. If they don't inflate, why, we have a deflationary death spiral, and so they're simply lying to the American people, thinking that somehow things are going to get better. Or maybe they have another agenda. Maybe they really want to destroy our economy. Maybe they have a different view of the world. Maybe they think the world will be better as the center of production shifts to the BRIC nations. And, of course, as we lower the standards of the American people, so they'll be much more willing to go along with this idea of the one world government, the one world religion, the one world leader. Could that be what it's all about? Well, we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Our guest, Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program.
Well, I think the most pressing thing right now is not only gold and silver, but the issue of food.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
listeners all across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. Just got a note this evening from one of our regular supporters, been with us for a long time, and he said he's just going to have to drop out of the Tape of the Month Club because he's lost his job. And I think we're going to see a lot of that. Well, if you're in a position to step up and take his place, we'd love to welcome you into the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We want to be able to keep our network of radio stations all across America where people are hearing the truth. And we've got about 60 outlets every week. And so as a result of this, people are learning the truth. And if you want to be part of our effort to point out that this is a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, please join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. If you're in a community where Christopher Floyd is the drinking water, you should have a Berkey water filter with fluoride filters. But, of course, you can also get a total home filtration unit. We finally have one we feel comfortable with. It'll take the fluoride, the chloride, the aluminum, the heavy metals out of your out of your water you bathe, the shower in. And if you're positioned to get it, why, we now are offering it. You can see the pictures of it at our website at the promo total water filtration unit, or give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927 to learn more about it. To find out what's really going on today, let me suggest you get our four-tape set on the oil deception, and the syllabus goes with that. You get Lindsay Williams' excellent DVD, The Energy Non-Crisis, to see how they are simply callous in their disregard for human suffering. The DVD, Cancer, Forbidden Cures. Cancer, Forbidden Cures. For to understand how they're poisoning the public and the soil and the snowpack, the DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? And, of course, to really understand what they're doing in the way of population control and to destroy the lives of our people, planned population reduction. For the spiritual aspect of this, of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness, and then, of course, watch my DVDs on the Forbidden Secret, or hear a CD on the Dark Secret. They're different stories. And then, of course, we ask you to get our syllabuses, The Forbidden Secret and The Dark Secret. And it will help you to understand the spiritual forces at work behind the scenes. In fact, the next hour, we're going to have Lynn Marzulli on. We're carrying his book, his DVD on The Watchers. The Watchers goes into UFOs. Are UFOs from outer space or from other planets? Absolutely not. They're interdimensional. They represent the supernatural battle that's going on today, and you'll actually see pictures of the cattle mutilations. You'll hear an interview with a doctor who's removed at least 16 implants. You'll begin to understand the true nature of the UFOs. They're not imaginary. They are real. There is a supernatural dimension. We have whole divisions of the military that are involved in contacting the other dimension. You see, the people working behind the scenes don't want you to understand the supernatural element of what's going on today. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Go there and look at the various items that we offer. Or listen to our radio programs. Many of them are archived. Watch the DVDs. Read our newsletters. Read the plan of salvation, which we're posting up there. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, because this is a spiritual battle. We ask you to pray for our leaders, our ministers. We ask you to pray for the other ministries that are on the front lines of this battle. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Great.
Hiya, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And let me remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. But what is reality? That's a good question. I mean, certainly, is reality what we see on television? Is reality what we see and read about in the newspapers every day? Is reality certainly what the life that exists over in the Muslim nations and third world nations throughout the world? What is reality and what is really going on behind the scenes? Are there things taking place that we really don't understand the significance of? I was watching a DVD the other evening on what happened at Roswell, New Mexico, and it went into great detail. Certainly the conclusion was there were alien beings from other universes that had been running the world for eons, and these people have come to visit us. This is where life came from. These spaceships from another dimension, from another universe. But is that what UFOs really are, or are they manifestations of the spiritual and supernatural battle that's taking place today? With us on the line is our good friend Lynn Marzulli. Hi, Lynn. How are we doing?
Dr. Stan, great. Great to be here as always. Thank you.
Well, what are some of the exciting things that are going on today?
Well, I'm not sure where to start because so much is going on. I feel like a pinball machine being tilted. It's just unbelievable. I'm not sure whether your listeners are aware, but more than likely they are because, you know, your listeners are pretty much up with things. But I spoke to Jaime Muthon, and he's a UFO expert. Been in it a little bit longer than I have, has looked at and vetted countless hundreds of videos, and I called him last week because I wanted to discuss the Jerusalem UFO. He believes, like I do, first of all, there's four videos that were taken, that were exposed on the net, videos 1, 2, 3, and 4. 3 is definitely a hoax. 3 has nothing to do with the real event. 1 and 2... There's a cell phone camera, and there's another man standing about 20 feet back of that particular person taking, the footage. So you see the same footage, but in one there's a person standing in front of you, and in the original footage there's just, you know, the UFO or whatever is descending over the Temple Mount.
What does it look like? What does this UFO look like?
Video 1, 2, and 4 shows the same thing. 4 is from a totally different location. There's a party of tourists, and you can hear a woman with a very deep southern accent go, "Well, we have these things, we have UFOs where I come from, Mississippi, but not like this." That's what she says. It's just very alarming. So if it's a hoax, it's a very clever, thought-out, complex hoax. Jaime Muthon does not think it's a hoax. We're still trying to vet it. One of the videographers went on YouTube and talked about being afraid to even come forward because of what he had shot. What we see in the video, and I blogged about this when it came out, several days with different footage, but 1, 2, and 4 show some sort of a plasma type or ball of light descend, and first it's above the Temple Mount, and then it slowly descends, and it just hovers over the Dome of the Rock, right over the Temple Mount. It sits there for probably a good 20 seconds, not moving. All of a sudden, you see two flashes of light, and they come in rapid succession. Bam, bam. And then this thing takes off straight up into the air. You can barely watch it with the naked eye. Just boom, and it's out of here.
All right, fine. Hang on. We'll be back in just a moment here with Lynn Marzulli at Radio Liberty. All right, Lynn. So basically, it was only there for then less than a minute.
It's probably about less than a minute, right around a minute. But when the thing takes off, one of the videographers follows it, and then we see four, it's either three or four red lights in the sky, and they're just like, they're there. And this thing, whatever it is, has gone back into some sort of a larger craft. I mean, it's definitely bizarre. And it's funny, the skeptics have already, oh, it's a hoax, it's this, but the skeptics don't tell us why it's a hoax. In other words, and I've been on this thing, no one has really debunked it to the best of my knowledge. No one has said, well, they did this, this, and this. We examined the original footage, and it was this. Video 4 is this. No. It's just the usual, well, it's a hoax because I said it's a hoax. Well, that's not going to work in this case. Again, Jaime Muzan and others believe it's the real deal. The question is, Dr. Stan, if it is real, it's huge. It's over the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. I had an email today. One person was postulating, well, is it an angel, a good angel, a bad angel, the Merkaba? What are we looking at here? The Merkaba was, of course, Mike Heiser calls it the divine taxi, which picked up Elijah and off he went in the whirlwind, a fiery chariot. Is that what this is? I know Gary Stearman went on the record calling it that he thought it was like a Merkaba or a fiery chariot that descended over the Temple Mount. And when I was in filming with him a couple of weeks back at Prophecy of the News in Oklahoma City, you know, we talked off camera, and I said, you know, we got to be careful here because we don't know what this thing is. If it's real, I'm not going to lean towards that the phenomenon is benevolent, not without testing experience. And of course, you can't. And with so much deception that's going on, and as you were talking about in the intro, people believing that ET is from other galaxies here, that they created all life on this planet, what I call the alien gospel, there's no way I'm going to give anything a pass until I can vet it one way or the other. Test the spirits and see what this thing is.
Well, now, did other people see this besides the people that have described it? In other words, the people who shot the videos? Was there other reports of it?
Well, this is what's interesting, and this is what we're trying to vet. We know we have 1, 2, and 4 videos. Other people had to have seen this thing. We are in communication with two rabbis, actually, that live in Jerusalem, and we're my partner and I, Richard Shaw, with Watchers, were in communication with them because of the Torah codes. And we asked them, you know, have you guys heard anything about this? And they were, you know, they knew about it, but they didn't, you know, they were in Jerusalem, and they didn't see the phenomena.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Lynn Marzulli. And Lynn, of course, is following the story of the UFO that descended over the Temple Mount. What was it, about 4 weeks ago now?
Yeah, about 3-4 weeks, exactly.
All right, fine. Talking to rabbis over there, they've heard of it, but they didn't see it. There are 4 videos. They think 3 of them are accurate. One of them is a hoax. People are always the hoaxers, but I mean, it certainly would appear that something occurred, unless this is a very elaborate hoax. Sometimes people will construe these things, and then when you accept them, then they laugh and laugh. Oh, boy, you believe anything. And so, you know, why would somebody go to so much trouble to ridicule the idea? Unless, of course, they're trying to discredit the reality of these. And you have to understand, there really are people here who are in touch with the other dimension, and their job is to confuse the issue. And if you don't believe this sort of thing, you need to read things like, the Work of the Spiritual Hierarchy. It's published by the Lucius Trust, that used to be the Lucifer Publishing House, and it just talks how they have their people stationed in every walk of life. We make this available to anybody who wants to get it, to get anything from it. Ask for a copy of the Workings of the Spiritual Hierarchy, where I think we include this in my syllabus on the dark secret. We actually, you'll get that if you get that syllabus. It's important to understand there is a supernatural dimension to everything going on. But go ahead, pick the story up, Lynn. Anyway, what do the rabbis tell you?
What was that last thing, Dr. Stan?
What did the rabbis tell you that you talked to over in Israel?
The rabbis were saying, and these guys do Torah codes, one of the rabbis did a Torah code on the UFO over Jerusalem, and he wrote us back, and he was absolutely blown away by what he saw, because he saw Jerusalem and UFO in a very, very tight matrix, and he was just, and he'd never seen anything like it before. absolutely never anything like it before. So, you know, does that authenticate it? I'm not saying it does. I still don't know. And I can't put a seal of approval or say, hey, this thing was the real deal until it's vetted, until we really know what we're looking at. You know, it could be an elaborate hoax. I mean, somebody could have said, well, we'll do, you know, two videos, one from here, one from there. We'll make it look like a group of tourists. And I mean, you know, people can concoct these things. Why would they do it? Obviously for the attention, and of course, you know, 3 months from now to turn around and go, ha ha, fooled you. Okay, guys, and you've got everybody's attention, and we're looking at this thing, and we're trying to vet it. Hami Muthan contacted the videographer, and this guy has gone on YouTube and discussed it, but he sort of dissed Jaime. In other words, he didn't want to come on the record with Jaime. And one of the things that bothered me about his YouTube confession, for lack of a better word, you know, I mean, if it was me that was doing that, I'd have my cell phone, and I'd have my cell phone up to the YouTube camera, the video cam, going, okay, here's the original footage that I took. It's still on my cell phone, and I would show a portion of that in the clip. He does none of that, and that leaves me a little suspicious. So, you know, it's like a lot of pros, a lot of cons. I'm still not sure what we're looking at. It did make, you know, international news, obviously. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, our good friend Louis Farrakhan stood up over the weekend and announced that they're waiting for UFOs to come and change things here on this planet. And what's interesting is the founder of his organization, Elijah Muhammad, apparently was taken up into a UFO craft. And this is, I mean, they talk about this stuff. This is what they believe. And I blogged about it this morning. I mean, I wish I was making this stuff up, but I'm not. And so this is the heart and soul of this, of Elijah Muhammad's movement and Farrakhan's movement is based on contact with E.T., supposedly E.T. And of course, I don't believe that it is. It's akin to what the Raelians, there's about 70,000 worldwide, they're believing the same thing. Claude Vorlihorn was allegedly contacted by E.T., the Elohim, who told him that that he had the same father that Jesus did. Of course, Claude Vorlihorn has never done any miracles or anything like that. But we see this. There are UFO cults on this planet, and they are awaiting some sort of a revealing. Stephen Greer, let's move on a little bit, with the exopolitic crowd. He believes in full disclosure. He was on the History Channel, and at the end of the History Channel's program, Ancient Aliens, Season 1, he's got this huge Cheshire grin saying, you know, when these guys show up, when E.T. shows up, when the UFOs, the mile-wide craft, appear over the cities of the world, it'll be a game-changer. And all the religions will just crumble of their own weight. And you know what? In some ways, he's right. I hate to admit it, but he's right. Because the church, unfortunately, is asleep, and this is what I believe is the coming great deception. I talk about this in all my books and lectures and everything else that I do to try to wake the church up to see what is manifesting right in front of their noses, I mean, on an ongoing basis. And yet people, you know, it's just little green men from Mars, and they laugh and everything else. Meanwhile, Stephen Greer and Louis Farrakhan and Claude Vorlihorn and the Raelians, that's like, you know, thousands of people, tens of thousands of people are involved in ufology and are awaiting the revealing of the so-called extraterrestrial presence to usher this planet into a time of peace, knowledge, and prosperity. This is what I call the coming great deception. And the Bible, I believe, talks about this when it says Satan comes with all signs and lying wonders. If this wasn't it, Dr. Stan, I'd be looking for something else. But this is what's manifesting. And it's interesting that Darwin and evolution plays right into it, because evolution has created a spiritual vacuum in the minds and souls of millions of people. They're looking, well, if God doesn't exist, how did we get here? And when Ben Stein in the movie Expelled, his movie, sits down with Richard Dawkins, one of the premier evolutionists of this century, and he asks him point blank, okay, where did life come from? And Dawkins just sort of shuffles in his chair and hems and haws and says, well, maybe millions of years ago in another galaxy, a race of extraterrestrials. You see, Dawkins looks at us Christians, and we're perceived as Neanderthals because we believe in a God that created everything. But what his alternative is intellectually bankrupt, in my opinion, because all he's saying is that, well, maybe millions of years ago in another galaxy a race of aliens created us. Well, who created them? And back it goes. Where did life begin? He doesn't know. He's clueless. And so his argument is really jejune and intellectually bankrupt.
Well, of course, the thing is, he's one of the most eminent scientists in the world, one of the most eminent evolutionists mm-hmm. in the world. And the fact that, you know, a man who claims to believe in science would say, when asked where did life come from, well, it probably came from, you know, from another galaxy, you know, from another universe. I mean, I just wish Ben Stein had asked, and I suppose he was too much of a gentleman, but, well, maybe it came from another universe, but then where did it come from? But Chris is not going to. The footage is excellent, and anybody who hasn't seen it's called Expelled by Ben Stein. You can get it at Netflix or any of video stories, well worthwhile renting and watching, to see the total bankruptcy of modern-day scientific thought. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And basically, of course, exciting things are happening. There are supernatural manifestations. We're told that there are massive earthquakes throughout the world. Certainly there are revolutions throughout the world. There are food shortages developing throughout mm-hmm. the world. Mm-hmm. There are all sorts of things that have been foretold for thousands of years. In fact, we're told that there are going to be major food shortages. Certainly we've never, and I can remember, had any major food shortage talking about there just not being enough food. I mean, we've always had an abundant food, and yet the massive floods in Australia, the massive drought in China, the wheat blight in Africa and elsewhere, and the fact that there's only 40% of our corn crop is going to make ethanol when we've got abundant oil. We ought to be using the corn to feed people rather than, of course, making ethanol. First of all, it's not a very good fuel. Secondly, it has to be subsidized to make it worthwhile. And thirdly, of course, when you're using it for ethanol rather than the gas, because we've got plenty of gas, we're just not allowed to use it, or ethanol, certainly we could have all sorts of alternatives to ethanol, but this is supposedly great, and yet we're creating the foundation for worldwide starvation. In fact, they've come up with a genetically modified corn that will be used to make ethanol that's already beginning to turn the starch in the kernel of corn into sugar. Of course, that is the first thing you do when you manufacture ethanol. You turn the starch into sugar, and then, of course, you distill the sugar, and you end up with the product that you can burn in gasoline engines. And so we're using 40% of our massive corn crop now. It's been converted to this genetically modified type of corn. And, of course, it may very well contaminate the entire corn crop here, which makes it unedible. But you go right ahead. So what are some of the other things, Len?
Well, and you touched on them, and I certainly agree with you. The riots in the Middle East started because of food shortages. And what we have to realize is the food shortages are a reality, and it's coming.
And, of course, people are on the streets shouting, give us corn, give us sugar, give us salt. I mean, the very essentials they don't have. These people making $1, $2 a day, living on $2 a day. 40%, 50% of the population of Egypt was living on $2 a day. And the price of food and fuel goes up 50%. Why, these people are really impoverished. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I really believe we're living in prophetic times. If not, these will have to do till they come along. We'll be right back with our special guest, Len Marzulli. Well, and certainly, and then, of course, this weather.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verki water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verki water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Get a grinder and start laying in a supply of flour and of rice and the beans and the very staples that you need to get by. And you can get the dehydrated food and the other things of that sort, all well and good. But start thinking about it. Do not put it off. Now, Lynn, we keep hearing these rumors about the polar shift and that somehow the magnetic poles are moving. Is there any truth to that?
Absolutely. The magnetic, we talk about this in Watchers too, which will be available at the end of March, lamarzulli.net. But yes, the magnetic poles absolutely have shifted. Airports globally have had to not change their runways. They're not digging up the concrete or the asphalt. That's not what we're talking about. But when a plane sits on a runway, they align their compasses to where they are to true north, or magnetic north. And so magnetic north is shifting, so they've had to realign the airport, sometimes by 20, 25 degrees. So it is a reality. the magnetic poles have shifted. But what, you know, what we're looking at, what some people are beginning to wonder, whether is, are we going to see some sort of a pole shift, literally a pole shift, where the North Pole, let's say, moves off its position, you know, 80 degrees, 90 degrees. I mean, if it moves 90 degrees, then, you know, where California is, it, depending on which way that thing goes, could become the North Pole. You know, it could be very, very bizarre. What's interesting is that we know from prophecy, specifically at the prophet Isaiah, the earth staggers like a drunken man. Every island flees away. Every mountain is brought down. Is that just poetic license? Is it, you know, is Isaiah just waxing poetic there? Or is he pointing towards a time that is unprecedented, where we will see cataclysmic events like this? And I believe it's the latter, Dr. Stan. I believe that I'm a literalist, and I believe that these are severe warnings of where we are and what we're approaching. And this is why I keep telling people that on my blog and every radio show, you need to start stockpiling food. You just, when it happens, it's too late. You know, all of a sudden, you know, prices are going up and up and up. A person can survive off a combination diet of rice and beans. It's the cheapest thing, but you combine rice and beans together, and those two food groups create protein, that almost as much protein as you would in meat. So it's an easy staple. It's a cheap staple. It lasts forever if you take care of it. And, you know, you can live off of that. Little soy sauce in there, and off you go. And that's what people need to understand.
Well, then what about, I keep hearing rumors about Planet X, and I don't really know what that is. People tell me that this is a very real thing. What is there any truth to this at all? Is this a lot of hype?
Well, it's, you know, from my position, I'd like to say, oh, yes, it's absolutely real. And I realize that people like, you know, Richard Hoagland and others believe that it's real. I've talked to Stan Dale about this. Something seems to be out there that's messing with orbits and creating perhaps some sort of disturbance in our galaxy. But it has not been vetted yet. We don't know. You know, I get emails all the time. Oh, here it is. This is from NASA, you know, blah, 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 and this is Planet X. Well, it shows two pinpoints of light out in the universe someplace. Yeah, that's not going to do it for me. I mean, you know, I'm trying to vet it, and it's sort of like the moon anomaly. It's almost impossible to vet. People won't even talk to you about it. It's amazing. It's like, we're just asking questions. Can we get some answers? No, you can't get any answers. So it hasn't really been vetted, and I realize, like Hoagland and others of his ilk are saying, absolutely, Planet X is coming. But, you know, from my perspective, Dr. Stan, I don't know. I honestly can't say one way or the other. So it's on the, you know, that back burner type thing, or the top shelf, where, well, we just got to wait, get more information before we can say, you know, unequivocally that, okay, Planet X is real, it's coming, and or something is coming, and it's going to maybe create a pole shift. Who knows?
Well, I'm just glad that you're on top of that. If you come up with something valid, let me know. But
absolutely,
people call me, and they're so certain. But I think that you can really discredit yourself by picking up all the rumors. Yeah, and there's so much disinformation and so much misinformation on the web today. And the only thing I can say is, why are they creating so much disinformation and misinformation? There's got to be a reason to try to confuse us. And the thing is that we have to have people that we can trust. I know Lynn. He's an honest man, and certainly, you know, he's on the front lines of this battle. He gave up a good position at a church so he could spend full time researching this and helping us understand what's going on in times like this. Give us a call if you have a question, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We raise.
Pop? Right, son.
Well, Lynn, Sydney, as we look and see what's going on, there are all sorts of fascinating things. Has there been an increase in the incidence of the UFOs in recent years?
Well, absolutely. I mean, UFOs are real burgeoning, not going away. The titles of Watchers 1, we're seeing craft being reported all over the globe on an ongoing basis. I mean, it's just...
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Lynn Marzulli. And, of course, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Lynn has put out a great DVD called The Watchers. It gets into certainly the UFOs, the cattle mutilations, interviews with a doctor who's removed about 16 of these implants supposedly put into people during alien abductions. And people said, oh, I don't believe in alien abductions, you know. But, well, I'll tell you, when I first heard about them, it sounded pretty bizarre. But when you realize there have been thousands of them recorded, they all have the same stories. And there's a continuity between all of this. When I suddenly held in my hand a spoon that was bent by a major general who worked with the Special Forces unit, and their job was to contact the other dimension. And I'll tell you, that spoon wasn't bent by any human being. My wife has seen UFOs, and other friends have seen the supernatural items. A lot of people have never seen the supernatural manifestations. You've seen the pictures of them, but the DVD, The Watchers at Cattle Mutilations, and the doctor, interviews with the doctor who's removed the implants, fascinating, and we're looking forward then to Watchers 2. We carry certainly Lynn Marzulli's book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. That's Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. We carry his book on the alien interviews. Now, that's not interviews with aliens. It's interviews with people who have talked to people who have had these supernatural experiences. And then the Nephilim Trilogy. We carry all of Lynn's books. We think that they're important to have at a time like this. Well, our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Lynn Sutton is on the front lines of tracking down all of these stories and somebody that we can trust, because he doesn't necessarily accept it just because somebody says, well, you know, I saw this this graph with all these red, white, and green lights. You know, and there are all these stories, and some of them are true. Some of them are hoaxes, but of course, certainly some of the crop circles, for instance, they seem to be a lot more in Great Britain than there are here in the United States. Do you have that impression at all, Lynn?
Well, yeah, the crop circles, there's a lot of hoaxers out there, but then you see the real crop circles where the grain has been woven together and laid down in just an incredible way. And when you see pictures of that, it's a whole different deal. I mean, it's not a bunch of guys with strings and boards at 2 o'clock in the morning making something like this. It's just really complex. Plus, the real crops have, like, certain anomalies in the crop itself where the nose will be blown out. It almost looks like a microwave has done it. A microwave would heat it up and then just explode the node. The growth patterns will change. All sorts of anomalies happen. And this has all been documented. I mean, Levengood and his lab have been documenting this stuff literally for decades now. So the science is there. Again, it's like people look at the crop circles and haven't done any research at all. They go, Dave and Doug with the boards out in the string. And, yeah, okay, Dave and Doug did a few of them. We have no problem with that. But when we look at some of the complexity of some of these circles and some of the anomalies in the grain itself or in the crop itself, it seems to speak of the supernatural manifesting on the planet. And of course, you know, Dr. Stan, what's interesting is in politics, prophecy, and the supernatural, there's one crop circle which happened in Chil Bolton a number of years back, which was just off the charts. I forget what year it was. I don't have my notes in front of me, but several decades back, we sent out a radio signal from the Arecibo station in Puerto Rico, and basically with that, we sent out our DNA, what carbon-based life, and it was all encoded in ones and zeros, binary code. What was interesting is the Chil Bolton crop circle, the answer came back, if it's not a hoax. And many people believe that it's the real deal. And it appeared right next to another radio telescope in Chil Bolton, England. And what it showed was the same DNA pattern, but there were genetic differences, and instead of a human being, there was an alien shape, what we would call the grave. So if it's a hoax, it's an incredibly elaborate hoax. And what's interesting is, Dr. Stan, when you look at that crop circle and you're down in the circle itself, and I show this one when I'm speaking, you can't tell what you're looking at. You have no idea what you're looking at. When you're standing in the circle at ground level, right, you have no idea what you're looking at. It makes no sense at all. When you fly over in a plane or a helicopter, it just jumps out at you. It's mind-blowing. And of course, this is what's interesting. How can a bunch of guys with schematic and strings and boards, I mean, all you got to do is make one little mistake and the whole thing's off. And you can't see what you're doing at 2:30 in the morning, one, two. Something like this one, where it's just a series of like X's and O's, it's ones and zeros, which create this image. I mean, it's mind blowing. So I believe that Chil Bolton was the real deal.
Well, this is fascinating things going on there. I subscribe. Do you know Share Magazine? Do you ever read that?
I don't know.
All right, Share is of course put out by a gentleman Benjamin Cram, and he's a disciple of Lord Maitreya, who's
right.
Supposedly the Christ, which I don't believe at all. But it's fascinating because they have the most magnificent pictures of the crop circles, and of course these people are very closely tied in to the Lucius Trust and this whole world occult movement. And they put a great deal of credence in the crop circles, pointing out their manifestations of the coming world leader. Of course, when they speak of the world leader, they're not speaking of the Lord we worship. They're looking at speaking of the Lord they worship, who would be Satan or the Antichrist. Because, of course, just as there is within the Christian religion, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, within the other religion, there is Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. Everything is a mirror image, and they look at things exactly the opposite as we would. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Before we get to Ruby, who's calling from Live Oak, would you like to get your telephone number and your website out there, Lynn?
Yeah, I'd love to. The website is lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net. We are offering Watchers 2, and of course Watchers and the other books, but I would suggest you get them from Dr. Stan, because he buys them from us, and so, you know, support his ministry, please, and that will support us too. So, but our website is lamarzulli.net. You know, I blog 6 days a week, Dr. Stan, lamarzulli.wordpress.com. We get it between 5,000 and 6,000 people a day on the blog, and it's certainly growing. Because part of it is that we're getting news and information, and I'm commenting on all these the riots in the Middle East and the upheavals and the UFOs and, you know, Farrakhan and everything else that's going on, and so we get a lot of people that come just for the comments and the links to the different stories.
I think it's fascinating. I was reading today, of course, that Farrakhan was very, very close to Gaddafi. And, of course, Farrakhan was very close to Reverend Wright, who, of course, was President Obama's mentor and confidant. So it seems that this sort of all ties in together. One way or another, which I'm not sure exactly how, but certainly all of these people are into these alternative religions. Let's go to Ruby, who's calling from Live Oak. Hi, Ruby. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Dr. Stan. I'm sorry to say I missed the first half of the show. I just got back from a rehearsal, and I caught what you were saying, and that you're talking to Lynn Marzulli. And I've been wanting to call in and ask him a couple of questions having to do with the chemtrails, the aluminum spraying, and I know this, well, this is all about UFOs, so how can it be possibly any weirder than that? Could they possibly be in any way linked? The aluminum in the aluminum, I mean, it makes no sense that they're spraying all this aluminum in the air, which they are doing. It just makes no sense to me unless what I thought about is that, well, maybe they're spraying all that aluminum in there because they're trying to reduce the possibility of an EMP because aluminum is not magnetic. I mean, it does not conduct, you know, magnetic impulses or whatever. You know, you can't take a magnet to aluminum. So maybe they're doing that. Or maybe it has something to do with, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Maybe it has something to do with this UFO phenomenon that they have to have all that aluminum in the air because of the UFOs or something like that. Just doesn't make any sense any other way.
All right. Well, I don't have an answer. Lynn, do you have any thoughts on that at all?
Because
what's going on really is not, I mean, why would anybody want to increase the amount of aluminum in the soil, the water, the snowpack? Mm-hmm. And there is a marked increase not only of aluminum, but barium. And I've actually seen some of these deposits. Somebody brought me some in a bag. It's sort of a similar gelatinous material precipitated out from the sky one morning. What do you think about the so-called chemtrails or contrails or whatever this all is? And does it have any other reason why they would be doing something that is hazardous to the health of both men and animals?
Well, you mentioned a little bit earlier about Share International, Benjamin Krem and Maitreya and all that. Krem believes that the UFOs are cleaning up the mess from the chemtrails. That's what he believes, and he's actually stated that. So it's sort of interesting that that's what he's saying. In other words, he's saying he calls them the Space Brothers. The Space Brothers are here, and they're taking care of the radioactive waste from the nuclear plants and the chemtrails. That's that's what they're doing, according to Benjamin Krem. I'm not so sure. Consider the source. So I it's interesting what Krem says about that. I do believe that chemtrails are real, and I don't have a clue as to what is really going on with them. But I find
it
alarming.
Ask a question?
Sure, go ahead, Ruby.
Could it be? I know this is going to sound completely weird, but could it be? You know, we're carbon based beings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Could it be that the Illuminati are maybe the Illuminati?
That's pretty far out, but go ahead. Do you have any thoughts on? Do you have any thoughts on that, Lynn?
Well, you know, look, some of this stuff is going to become self-evident as as the months and years tick by, and we see what the end game is as things become clearer. We know, for instance, that, in my opinion, and look, I'm not a prophet here. I'm not saying that this will happen. But I would not be surprised if the dollar tanks this year completely. In other words, 2011 is the year where the dollar completely collapses. Some certain financial pundits are saying if gas goes over $5 a gallon, it'll completely put us into not a recession, but a full-blown depression. So there's a lot of stuff going on, and it's just like as time... what's amazing, Ruby, to me is that it's so complex on so many different levels. It's like the earthquakes, the floods, the famine, the wars and rumors of wars, the chemtrails, which we were just talking about, the magnetic pole shift, a magnetic pole shift, the changes in the lunar surface, and on and on and on it goes. I've never seen anything like it before. I'm 60 years old. I've never seen anything, any time period like it at all.
And I was just reading an article that comes out of the Asia Times on the internet, and talking about since this massive increase in the reserves of the central banks, and they've gone up 60%, two-thirds since 2004. And, I mean, a phenomenal increase, and this is going to have profound impact. Certainly, I think that maybe we have another year before Lindsay Williams, a friend of ours, was told by a man who is very, one of the second or third tier of the Insiders Brotherhood of Darkness, but he was told that the dollar would be dead by the end of 2012. Now, what does that mean? It probably means that the dollar will no longer be the reserve currency of the world.
Right.
I mean, it won't exist, but its status is going to change, and I really do believe that is what it's all about. Hey, we're going to have to let you go. We got two more callers, but thanks very much for Ruby, and let's go to Let's go to Marilyn, who's calling from San Francisco. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Yes, I was listening to your theories about what the UFOs are. I'm always surprised because there's a lot of information out there that's pretty well documented that UFO technology has been around since even before World War II. And then, of course, right after World War II, you see Hollywood putting out all the UFO movies, and you see an increase in UFO-type activity. And it wouldn't surprise me at all that, now we have other types of energy, the stellar energy and all the directed energy weapons that are pretty well documented, and then the Star Wars weaponry, which is even, perfected during Ronald Reagan's years, that the powers that be, of course, energized by Satan, could do some pretty grand illusions as time goes on, and it doesn't surprise me that they're targeting Jerusalem, which is, the stone of trembling, as the Bible says, but I don't think it has to be aluminum people or anything like that. We certainly have people here capable of that kind of technology today.
Right, but there probably is a supernatural element behind them. At least this is my belief. I think that's Lynn's belief, and we're just going to have to wait and see, but I think it's going to become increasingly apparent, Marilyn. But I do believe there is another dimension. I believe that there are these satanic forces out there. They're not imaginary. They're real. God bless. Thanks very much for calling. Do you have any comment at all before we let Marilyn go?
Well, I would just say this, that, she talked about Nazi UFOs in World War II, and I would agree with her. But it begs the question, where did the Nazis get the technology from?
Well, agreed. We know they were deeply involved in the call. Well, let's quickly go to Ron, who's calling. She's got a great question. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
Good. I had a question about the pyramids, the Mayan civilization.
Right.
Were there supernatural elements to those two? And then thirdly...
Well, let's just take one question at a time.
Okay.
The pyramids, the Mayan civilization, is there a supernatural element to those, Lynn?
Well, absolutely. I believe that they were, again, here's a civilization that didn't have the wheel, and yet they're constructing incredibly complex architectural structures. And they're engaged in human sacrifice, thousands and thousands of people. What we're looking
at... Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Go right ahead, Lynn.
What we're looking at is satanic ritual sacrifice, human sacrifice. That's what it is. And there's no way around that. So they're...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
That video, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's chilling, and she finally breaks the silence. And you know, her father now is deceased, and there it is. I mean, it's once again, it's another smoking gun. You know, she's not making millions of dollars from doing this. People like this woman and other people have come forward talking about that something happened in. And it was covered up, and they were threatened with death if they, you know, said anything at all. I remember one of the military guys says, you know, if the desert is a big place, they won't find you there. I mean, things like that. And you know, those are nice stories, but when you hear it from so many witnesses, deathbed confessions, and people coming forward, look, we may never know, and that's the problem with this. You know, it's decades ago, 47, you know, decades ago, 63 years ago. Before this, when this event happened, the trail has grown cold. Many of the witnesses have died. So, and then there's a lot of disinformation in and around Roswell. The bottom line is, I believe that two discs did crash, and I believe bodies were recovered, and I believe it was deliberate. David Flynn has done a wonderful paper, and I told this information on the History Channel Ancient Aliens, and of course, they didn't give Flynn any of the credit, but. If you look at what the Book of Enoch talks about, where the 200 angels descended, they descended on Mount Hermon. If you go to the polar opposite of Mount Hermon, you wind up basically in Roswell, New Mexico.